The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and welcome along to Homegrown Only. I'm your host Shannon, and today's show is all about celebrating the finalists that have been announced for the Aotearoa Music Awards this year. The list is out, and what a lineup. It is amazing to see not only some artists that have been around for a while now and still producing incredible music, a lot of new talent is on these lists. It's been amazing to see who is being noted as the ones to watch, the up-and-comers alongside these absolute legends. Now, one artist that has popped up four times, which is awesome to see, is someone I was very lucky to chat with in July last year. She had just released her new album, Picky Picky, and I was very honoured to be able to catch up with her over a phone call, as she's based on Waiheke Island these days. Now, this year, she has been nominated for Album of the Year with her album, Picky Picky. This is an incredible achievement because some of the names on this list go by Lord, Marlon Williams, Tammy Nielsen, The Beths, Troy Kingy, and Lady Six, just to name some of them. So this is a massive achievement. She's also been nominated for Best Solo Artist, the People's Choice Awards, and Best Electronic Artist. Now, I don't know if you've managed to guess who I'm talking about yet, but I'm talking about the wonderfully talented Geneva AM. And I'm going to play for you our conversation from July last year. I was so excited to chat with her. It was such an honour. We talked everything, music to motherhood. And I hope you enjoy this conversation. I'm going to follow it with one of her songs. Here is my conversation with Geneva AM. Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon. And today I am very excited to be chatting to Geneva AM, who is an amazing artist we've got here in our beautiful country. She's going to tell us a bit about her journey, what got her into the music industry. How are you doing this morning, Geneva?
Kia ora, I'm doing good.
That's great. And you've got a really interesting background. You've got even a radio background, which is always exciting when you're interviewing someone who's been behind the mic and been in your seat. Can you tell us a bit about what got you to the music career and what were you doing in the radio industry?
So I was a host on 95BFM for 5 years, doing a show called Morning Glory on Mondays. So I was there from 10 to 12 playing all kinds of things just to get people through the Monday blues. And yeah, it was a really good testament to learning how to be resilient during that time, because you have to stay like upbeat. I did music with another band called Soccer Practice, and I've been in various like covers bands and stuff since high school. So I've always been working as a musician and then doing like session stuff as a vocalist for people. And then, I kind of wrapped up with Soccer Practice after our last album and didn't really think I was going to make any music anymore. I thought I was kind of done. I was in a bit of a low period in my life. Like, it was around the COVID times. No one knew what was going on. Everything seemed crazy. And music wasn't really my priority anymore, because I don't know, like, you just kind of suffer from all of these things that happen in your life, and you're a bit like, okay, I can't do that. It's too silly, you know? I didn't for like a few years, and kind of, yeah, made it through all the COVID stuff and found a new love and had a baby and moved to Waiheke Island, which is like really different to where I grew up, which I grew up in the central Auckland in Greyland with a motorway behind my house. So you could imagine how crazy it would be to move to like an island paradise, because I'm used to noise and city sounds. So yeah, I really got a lot of time to have, you know, it's a very restorative place. And I think a part of me was kind of restored here. And there's many places in the world, in New Zealand anyway, that are restorative. And I think Auckland's like one of those places that kind of takes energy. and I didn't really realize it until I left. And yeah, I had this little baby and I wanted to make a record of, like, you know, what happened to me during childbirth. And my friend told me about it. She was like, you got to write something down, because I forgot everything. Like, there's a hormone that makes you forget the pain and forget kind of heaps of details. because you're in the middle of it. And so I tried to remember as much as I could, and I had this feeling and I had this kind of story, and I put it into this song called Ihor that I just wrote privately for myself to get it out and to process what had happened. And then that ended up being my first single, because I showed it to my partner and he was like, this is actually really good and you should probably apply for funding for it. And I'm like, well, I've never done that before. And yeah, it worked, which is cool, because I used like the profiles and stuff from my previous band just to be like, I am actually a musician, I just haven't done anything for a while. And this is my little personal journey song that I made about me and that I never thought the world would hear at all. And and then that kind of created like a domino effect. The next single was this one called Tangaroa Made Me Ill, which I shortened to like TMI. It's a love song. It's a love song for Mike that I also privately wrote just to kind of like get my feelings down about him. This is kind of before we said like, I love you and stuff. So it's actually older than the first single, Ihor. And it's a prelude, you know, like we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know we were going to have a baby or even like move together. I just felt like really nice at the time. Like it was just a really nice thing to happen. And I wanted to capture it, but it was really corny. And I was like, I don't want to show anyone this. Like,
it's like showing your diary to somebody.
Yeah. And I remember like showing it to him and just being like, please don't say anything at all. Like, don't even say that you like it. Like, just don't even say anything. Like, don't look at me. Like, I was almost like, yeah, it was very funny. It was very like teenage vibes for me. And then that song turned out to be my most successful song, like the most listens on Spotify or whatever, you know? So you never know, really. And then put out Picky Picky, got a bunch of my friends, got some more funding. That was cool. But that was also part of another funding application that I made, because in order to get the album funding that I got for the album, you already had to kind of have a music video and a mastered single to kind of cement the vibe that you can actually do this. Like, I don't know how it works, but I kind of had all of these other kind of half-finished demos and I put them all together in this application and kind of sent it away and thought, well, let's forget about that now, because I can't think about that. Like, I can't think about my hopes and dreams now. And they said yes, and then suddenly I went from having 5 songs to having 10, and I've just been working on it over the year, and it's mastered now and it's pressed in vinyl and it's coming out on the 15th of August. And it's also called Picky Picky because it's about that time in my life, like that, from going from this like really hopeless situation, having like a COVID breakup thing, going into like a flatting situation, kind of, you know, not really feeling it, to be honest, and being like, how do I get out of this? Like, how do I just like elevate my vibe and elevate my situation? And it always kind of comes down to you, I think. Like, it always, you know, all of the teachings that you can get from like the wisest people in the world, they'll always kind of point the finger back at you, because you can't really blame anyone or anything. I use the songs as like a record of what's been going on. And so it's quite a nice workflow, actually, because you have to like wait for things to happen before going on to the next thing. I can't really write songs about nothing. I wish I could, but yeah, I need it to like mean something. That's just how it works.
And I think songs, like, I'm a big fan of yours, and I do find that you've put so much, like you said, of your personal life into your music. And it's really reflective in the way it's like a journey listening from song to song. Have you found that the music is from mum to mum, pre-having a baby, mum to mum, pre and post bumps, have you found a change in your sound?
Yeah. I don't remember much of the birth, but I remember this one part where you make this sound. It's like everything just opens up and you make this sound that is like a moan.
I was going to say, is it the moo?
Yeah, it's the moo. It's the moo. Right?
I knew it. As soon as you said the sound, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's the moo. It's best described as a moo, but it's a guttural moo. It's like, I don't know. I can't even do it.
You can't do it unless you're in that moment. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of what e-hall is about, is that moo moment that you have when you're giving birth and you're just like, you've lost your mind completely. Like, your body, you're kind of almost outside of your body because of, you're just working really hard at that point. And that was one of my memories, was the making the sound and being like, well, nothing's going to be the same again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I'm so just here with you. I'm
and like, this is oh my the God. Turning point. Like, like, you know? And I think every mum kind of goes through that moment in birth where they're like, and this is irreversible.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, I turned this corner, making the moo sound. It just flipped my voice. It opened up my voice and my vocals, and I feel like I'm a better singer now because of it. But also, you spend about a year like looking after yourself, sleeping, eating properly. Like, you can't go out like or drink or anything. So, you know, you're very like, you're kind of at your most healthiest state, aside from the fact that you had just given birth. Like, but you know, you've just had this like year of looking after yourself. So, you know, in terms of my voice, there's just no barriers between me and whatever it does. I kind of forgive it a lot more as well. Like, if it's not perfect or if it goes a bit off, it's not the end of the world. I'm a lot more forgiving towards my vocals. And just in general, like, I never really considered myself a beat maker, but after giving birth, I was like, well, made a whole baby, I can be a beat maker now. And I just did it. I just opened up GarageBand and like tried it out and did my best, and it worked, which is cool. And then, you know, you can use these demos to work with musicians who can play their own rendition of what you've done. So it's a way of kind of sketching out ideas, illustrating a vibe without entirely committing to, you know, one thing. I mean, sometimes it follows it exactly. And then other times I just allow musicians to interpret it and leave it behind. So it's been a really great tool to make beats alongside the vocals, because you can have a whole symphony in your mind, but you have no way of playing it, you know? So it's been really fun. And I've always wanted to learn like an instrument, but I've never really had the dexterity for like guitar, you know?
Well, you've had a baby now, so you can do anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm doing Pilates, so watch out. Electric guitar.
You're coming for it.
I'm going to get real strong core, and then I'm going to come for you.
And then you're going to start shredding. Shredding physically and shredding on the guitar. That's awesome.
That's the idea. Yeah. I mean, that's what Picky Picky's about, is like, you get shredded, you get ripped, you get an electric guitar, you live your dreams. And we just figure out what our dreams are now. Like, my partner and I, he's my best friend. Our son's our best friend. We made him, and we're just like, what are our dreams? And he's like, I want monster trucks. And we're like, okay, well, we'll talk about that. We'll just get the ones at the supermarket. Exactly. Is that cool? Like,
I'll Santa for the big ones.
Yeah. We'll maybe see a video of a monster truck. Maybe. He could be a monster truck driver.
Hey, who knows? With the way the world's going, who knows? And you're in like one of my most favorite parts of the country, such a beautiful place to be creating this incredible world and writing this amazing music. But with what's left of 2025, how's that going to look for you, Geneva?
I just feel like I've started a fire, like a metaphorical one, not a real one. But that's kind of what like making an album is. Like, when you start the marketing campaign, you're really just sending out like a transmitter and saying, hey, everyone, I'm this thing. And then people start kind of hitting you up to do certain things. And so I've been getting like work in all of these different areas, but through like the lens of being a musician, through the lens of being a Māori woman as well. Like, so there's certain elements that have been kind of parallel to what I do. And that's really been really interesting. I really want to start working on another album soon, but obviously I have to wait for a bit more life to happen before that happens, you know. So I'm in talks with Eric Scholes, who did the arrangement, the strings arrangement for Toi Tu Te Tiriti, and we're kind of talking about beginning the next part. So, you know, this would be over like a year or so, just kind of discussing the ideas and making the music part. Yeah, I want to make more music, basically, but I need to live my life as well, which is fun.
It's the juggle.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And I think as well, because your music is so inspired by your life, that as your life will evolve and these new moments are lived, the new songs will come along naturally.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I feel like music is something that everyone can access. It's like a collective place. And it's almost unnatural to be the only person to write the song. So I'm very interested in working with people who are also, yeah, interested in working with me. So, yeah, it's more of like I'm more interested in like seeking out collaboration and seeking out these people. And I don't really know where they are, but I know that they're here. And yeah, music is a place, like it's just like a realm, or, you know, a layer. Maybe just before heaven, there's like the music layer, and human beings can just access it whenever they want to, whether they go to church or sing in a band or even just sing to themselves. I think it's for everybody, you know. I don't even know if I like invent the music. I think it just kind of comes to me and visits, and then I try and figure out exactly what that was and then interpret it in my own way. You know, like have you ever had a song stuck in your head?
Oh, absolutely.
Or like a melody? Yeah. So it's kind of like that, except it's something that I've never really heard or thought of before.
It's almost like a translation, isn't it? Because I'm like, personally, I'm a drummer, and I'll find with a beat or a rhythm, like it's there. I just kind of need to interpret it my own way, translate it into the way I drum, because of course everyone's got their own styles, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a process. It's something that is quite spiritual, and I think the way you've explained it, I was like, oh, you're on the money. That is such a great way to explain it.
Yeah, I know human beings kind of go through their whole lifetime thinking about purpose and why am I here, and you know, it gets real heavy, like existential. But I feel like I'm here to tell people that they can do anything they feel like that makes them feel good. I feel like I'm like a counteractive measure against the negative stuff, like the bad boy stuff that's going on. And there's like a bunch of us that are also on that frequency, and we just all need to, keep transmitting things outward and find each other and collectively make this community that is like unstoppable, you know. I feel kind of sometimes like I'm a Christian, but it's just more to do with music rather than God, which is, you know, like you're trying to like heal the world and garner community and champion hope and stuff. And you're like, oh, this is getting real biblical, like out of it. maybe that's kind of Christianity is like a blueprint for a much larger thing, that it's just like a collective consciousness or like a, you know, an ideal way of behaving. And it got a bit twisted over the last 2,000 years.
It's about connection, isn't it? And I think that's one thing with music is, so it's healing, it connects people, it's connected us, you know. It's I listen to your music and I could, I was there with you and thinking about, oh my gosh, it's, you know, especially the songs that have been about giving birth and love and those feelings that, you know, most of us have felt in some capacity. And then for you to share that, I think that's the beautiful part, is that you're sharing it with us, which is so, so awesome.
Yeah, and everybody has a story. Everyone has something to say. Music is a great way of conveying that, but it's also like a place that people can, or it's like a tool that people can use to also identify their own lived experience. I kind of feel like with a song, it'll be mine for like a while, and then once I release it, it's gone. Well, not gone, but like it's lived its own life and it's now everyone's thing. Yeah, it's a public domain now. you think about people like Chris Knox, for instance, who did that one song that everyone, like, Not Given Lightly.
Yeah.
And how many people have, like, completely obsessed over it and had their whole lives shaped by it, but it's something about his own personal experience. Yeah, that kind of stuff really interests me. When does it become someone else's, and how is it possible that we all have this, like, similarity in certain ways, like in certain aspects of life? Because we all live different lives, but for some reason music always brings people together in an emotional way and in a spiritual way. Music can be divine, and it can be, like, otherworldly in that sense, or, like, supernatural, which is cool. I don't really know what I've tapped into, but it's great. It's really nice. I like it. I respect it as well. Like, I'm not going to make an evil song, but maybe, you know, if Minions 500 want to, like, get me to make the soundtrack, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? The money.
Who knows? I'll make it.
They're going to pay well. Like, you can do a Minion song.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Money's the root of all evil. Like,
yeah.
And there is always that conversation about, like, artists and money, because if you're willing to do it for free, isn't that enough? And obviously free doesn't pay the bills, but there's this, like, loophole that artists have with each other where, as so long as you're all on the right frequency or vibe, you kind of give it freely to each other because it's always returned. And it's not a currency, it's a feeling, and it's a world building, and it's comforting. But yeah, money always gets involved, which is so made up. We don't even exchange, like, notes anymore. It's just all like a swipe of a card, which, yeah, is another thing I think about a lot. There's a few things I think about a lot. Electric money, how old the sea is, the depth of space.
I'm just really,
yeah, I think about it a lot because I don't really understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I get that.
Here we are.
Here we are. And I do have to ask, who would be your dream person to collaborate with?
Bjork.
Oh.
Bjork.
Yeah.
Would she even see me, though? I would dance with her. That would be me collaborating with her, and I would remember it for the rest of my life.
Like backup dancer, or just, like, in a nightclub?
Just in a nightclub. We'll just see each other across the room and just be like, doot, doot, and that's it. I used to play this game, like, what if Rihanna came into the room, Geneva? And what would you do? And I would freak out. But I would try and keep my cool.
Yeah.
But the problem is about being, like, extremely earnest and corny as a person is that you can't contain your feelings. And you know how they say, like, don't meet your heroes. If I met my hero, yeah, I'd be, like, a huge fan. And there's nothing they could do about it and nothing I could do about it except for, like, cry afterwards and be like, what? You know? So, yeah, you got to be careful what you wish for. But she's definitely up there. Rihanna obviously is up there, but I don't know if she's even making music. She's more into making babies, which is cool. And then there's in New Zealand. Oh, my gosh. There's so many people here that are incredible. And every now and then they just come out with something else. Mm-hmm. And you can only hope to be, like, asked to be part of it. Gosh, it's such a big question. Who would you collaborate with?
Such a good question.
Yeah.
If I was thinking, like, New Zealand wise, I actually think you and Marlon Williams should do a track.
Oh, really?
I reckon that would be.
He's, like, a really interesting guy.
Just because. And he can dance. Like, you guys could dance and do a track.
Yeah. I wonder if he'd ever do, like, a dance music track. Do you reckon?
I reckon the world's your oyster, and I think you too. There would be some. Oh. Yeah. I don't know. When I first heard your music, I was like, I can see some cool stuff happening here.
Well, I mean, if Big Marlon wants to collaborate, that'd be pretty cool. I'd be quite nervous, and I'd try not to be, like, too intense and, whoa, you're amazing, you know.
Hey, I think I'd be the same to you. I think you'd be like, oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for your time today, Geneva. I've so enjoyed chatting with you. You're an absolute gem. You're so easy to chat to, and your music is phenomenal. And thank you again for sharing it with us, and please continue to make heaps more.
Ngā mihi nui, and best of luck with everything, and thank you for having me.
Geneva AM with TM Squared. You're listening to Homegrown Only here on Fresh FM, your community access radio station for Te Tau Ihu. The Aotearoa Music Awards finalists have been announced in celebration of New Zealand Music Month that is coming up this Friday, the 1st of May. I'm so excited for this month. There's so much cool things that happen over May celebrating Kiwi music. Now, going through the list, I found myself getting a bit lost within Single of the Year. So many awesome tracks are celebrated here. So I decided for today's show, I'm going to play a few of them for you. Now, there is one artist in particular. He's up for 7 different awards. 7. Which is amazing achievement. Now, I'm not going to play his music on today's show because I've decided that one of my shows in this month, I might make a bit of a special. So we'll park him for now, but I do want to play you this song. This is a great track by the band Phaser Days. It's Motorway.
Harder to leave now that we've grown close. The sky that once was so endless is closer than ever. Thought it'd swallow me up, instead it's holding me close. I made a compromise for a quieter life, for a happier mind. Instead I'm just feeling old. Motorway weaves itself under me. When all the gaps in the trees engrave themselves to me, can you please drive me?
This is Lady Six, and you're listening to Homegrown Only.
Give me a way to come back, or I'd
Another nomination for Single of the Year, Lady Six, with her track Lightbulb. You're listening to Homegrown Only on Fresh FM. I was very fortunate to see her perform that track live at DeVille, a great venue here in beautiful Nelson. She got up on stage, and it's quite a petite stage, and oh my gosh, the magic she created. Such a performer, such a lovely lady. And speaking of ladies, there has been so many women noted as finalists for the Aotearoa Music Awards, which is fantastic to see. So I'm going to keep on this theme and play another great Kiwi artist. This lady actually made her way to Nelson as part of Commotion, which is an awesome workshop held biannually every second year. And it's where young up-and-coming musicians and DJs, anyone that wants to be somehow involved in the music industry, can go along to this workshop and be taught by the best of the best. I was very lucky to meet this lady and chat music with her. She knows her stuff. She's incredibly talented. It's Paige with her track, 20s.
Stopping a stare, too much in my 20s. Went to thin air, I never let be. Chill, cause the pressure was a heart attack. Never lived in the moment and I want it back. Some days gotta stop, be right.
the Phoenix Foundation, Vampire Class, another track on the list of Single of the Year nominees for 2026 Aotearoa Music Awards. And I'm going to play another song that is up for this same nomination. It's a track I hadn't honestly heard of before I came across it on this list, and I can't stop listening to it. It's a great track. The band is There's a Tuesday, and this is their track, Margot.
This is Ben King from Golden Horse, and you're listening to Homegrown Only.
Alien Weaponry, Mau Moko, another track that is up for Single of the Year, the Aotearoa Music Awards happening the very end of New Zealand Music Month. And this next artist I'm going to play, I saw her name on the People's Choice. Now, this is a great award and the competition looks massive. There are some incredible artists here. It's such a great thing to see just how talented and celebrated New Zealand artists are. And this young lady is extremely talented. She's always touring, releasing music. It is Jenny Mitchell with Square Plane.
I didn't think too hard when I packed up all my things, left in the couch in my ring, said I had to go. And I didn't think too hard when I quit my job the next week, wrote a letter sincerely, I had to go. And you told me square and plain that you just didn't feel the same. I didn't think too hard when I flew across the country, spent the last of my money to touch you. And I didn't think too hard when I knew that she was calling.
Jenny Mitchell, Square Plane. You have been listening to Homegrown Only here on Fresh FM. I'm coming to the end of today's show. Always goes so fast. Every time. I do have time to play another track for you. Now, this band is another band that I've only recently discovered. They have a very intriguing title. The band's name is Three Houses Down. Which, I don't know if you're like me, I was thinking of another band, Three Doors Down, and I was like, is that a play on their name? Very different genre of music. Kind of takes me on a bit of a UB40 vibe. See what you think about it. I love it. I think this is a great track, and they're also up for the People's Choice Award in the Aotearoa Music Awards. Here are Three Houses Down featuring Troy Kingi and Fiji with The Dream.
Podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.